looking to cater for. Anybody out there that has anything to say on that, if you'd like to give us a ring and tell us what you think, whether the local stations are just coldly commercial or whether they do actually provide a local community service. Give us a ring, 73957. Daryl Hall and John Oates and their last single. Well, it isn't their last single, actually. Private Eyes has been released, but hasn't done anything. But that's called I Can't Go For That. No Can Do.
EJ Sullivan, Jewellers, Blackfriars, the Waterford Shopping Centre and the Arundel Shopping Centre, sale now on. 20% off 9-carat gate bracelets, identity bracelets and charm bracelets. A large selection of 9-carat earrings from £5 less 10% discount. We also stock all makes of watches. Girls' communion watches, £12 less 10% discount. Boys' digital watches, £12 less 10% discount. Seiko, Citizen, Pulsar, Glycine and Certina watches less 10% discount. 10% off Ainsley China, Lady Eleanor and Limoges porcelain. 10% off all silverware trays and tea services. EPNS christening mugs, £5 less, 10% discount. Getting engaged for Easter? Then avail of our special discount on diamond rings. We have a large selection of dress rings, signet rings and birthstone rings, all 10% off. Don't miss it. EJ Sullivan, Jeweller, Blackfriars, the Waterford Shopping Centre and the Arundel Shopping Centre. Sale now on. Have you got those pre-budget blues? If so, Macmahon Home Improvements Limited have got the cure for you at their showrooms at 36 Parnell Street, Waterford. At Macmahon Home Improvements, you can choose from a fantastic selection of quality Italian floor and wall tiles, now at special prices. Yes, for the month of February only, Macmahon Home Improvements Limited, 36 Parnell Street, are taking 10% off all first quality non-slip floor tiles and 15% off their beautiful range of Italian crafted wall tiles. There's a tile to suit every purpose at Macmahon Home Improvements Showrooms, 36 Parnell Street, opposite Winston's. For further details, drop along today or telephone 77170. That's 77170 for Macmahon Home Improvements, 36 Parnell Street, Waterford. Specials for 4 weeks only from George White & Son, O'Connell Street. 5 litres of Weather Shield, normally £12.76, now only £11.49. 5 litres of Valspar, normally £11.50, now only £9.99. Available in all colours. 20% off all wallpapers, including contour. Avail of these great offers now in the paint and wallpaper department of George White & Son, O'Connell Street, Waterford, where everything costs less. HT Sales categorically state that pound for pound they are the cheapest shop in Ireland, and a visit to their shop at 23 John Street will prove it. Yes, it's wholesale prices to the public in a vast selection of household goods and bedding. You won't buy cheaper anywhere, and the service has got to be the best, with a no-quibble guarantee on each item you purchase. HT Sales for wholesale prices to the public in household goods and bedding. HT Sales, 23 John Street, the cheapest shop in Ireland. Looking for a ceramic floor or wall tile to blend in with kitchen or bathroom? Macmahon Home Improvements Limited at their showrooms at 36 Parnell Street, Waterford, offer you a friendly and efficient service in both the supply and laying of quality Italian wall and floor tiles. Choose from their extensive range of beautifully glazed colours and designs and finish the job properly with Macmahon's quality adhesives and grouts. Macmahon's new range of snug, flush-fitting bathroom accessories are a new concept in beauty around your bathroom suite. And a full range of bath trims to suit any suite from turquoise to avocado ensures that your every decorating need is taken care of at Macmahon Home Improvements Limited, 36 Parnell Street, Waterford, opposite Winston's. Don't let the VAT rise beat you to it. Visit Macmahon Home Improvements Limited today or telephone 77170. That's 77170.
Paul Power.
Yes, it's 28 minutes away from midday, and my album of the day for today comes from Moving Hearts.
Once upon a time there was Irish ways and Irish laws, villages of Irish blood, waking the morning, wake into the morning. Then the Vikings came around, turned us up and turned us down, started building boats and towns. They tried to change our living, change your living. Cromwell and his soldiers came, started centuries of shame, but they could not make us turn. We are a river flowing, soldiers came, burnt our houses down.
shot the farmers at their fields, working for a living. Years we have been down, the secret of the water sound has kept the spirit of a man above the pain descending, above the pain descending. Struggle carries on. I wonder, will I live so long to see the gates clean up and down to a people and their freedom, a people and their freedom. Upon a time there was Irish ways and Irish laws, villages of Irish blood, waking to the morning, waking to the morning.
That's really an amazing track. First track from today's album of the day, which is Moving Hearts, from Moving Hearts, and you'll be hearing a track every half hour on the half hour until 2 o'clock today. Going to say hello now to Marguerite Power, who's going to England in 3 weeks. And that comes from Seamus, who's down in Cork at the moment. 24 minutes away from 12, and the news at the top of the hour. Here's a new single from the Commodores, Gonna Do Well For Them. Well, I like it anyway. This one's called Why You Wanna Try Me.
Oh, flabby. Right there, hold on, why you wanna try me?
That's Lionel B. Richie Jr. and the Commodores and Why You Wanna Try Me. New single from them, and hope it does well for them. Well, you may remember yesterday when we were talking about the Unionist Party's idea that the CIA are involved in the North and the IRA and that. Well, Mr. John Hume, that is, the Social Democratic and Labour Party leader, has sort of fought back in this morning's papers, and it goes as follows, accusing the leadership of the main Unionist parties of speaking paranoid gibberish. Mr. John Hume of the Social Democratic and Labour Party last night urged thinking and responsible Protestants to give their community the leadership which he said it badly needed. An abiding feature of Unionist paranoia had always been their obsession with bogeymen and plots and counterplots, as the hobgoblins of Unionist demonology muster to destroy Ulster. The chief villain had always been the Irish government, with the Pope the main scoundrel in the Vatican plan for world domination. Mr. Hume told the annual general meeting of his party's North West Fermanagh branch in Irvinstown that recently, however, the firmament has filled to bursting with a whole new range of demons. There have been suggestions in recent times that the Kremlin was taking a hand in the matter, and even that the Kremlin, which was now in cahoots with the Vatican. Now, according to Jim Molyneux and Enoch Powell, the British Foreign Office, the CIA, the Pentagon, and NATO are all involved, and Martin Smith is so incensed that he wishes to rush into the arms of Russia to save Ulster from the latest batch of enemies. This is amazing. This paranoid gibberish is an insult to the intelligence of their own electorate, many of whom must be embarrassed by the fevered imaginings of their hag-ridden leaders. It is a clear indication of the political bankruptcy of those leaders that they cannot defend or promote their cause without conjuring reality out of existence. The Protestant community must sooner or later produce a rational statement of its interests. It is clear beyond dispute that such a rational statement is not going to come from the present leadership of the main Unionist parties. It's high time that thinking and responsible Protestants took up the burden of providing the leadership which their community so badly needs. The position of the present Unionist leadership was contradictory and self-defeating, Mr. Hume argued. Distrust of British governments was a permanent and paramount feature of their frame of mind, yet their entire political case was built around the preservation of the sovereignty in Northern Ireland, of the very government whose intentions they feared. At some point, it must dawn on the Protestant population that only the only really...
The doors upstairs...
Orchid Street, Tramore, is the place to purchase